USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. death toll from the coronavirus has reached 11. 10 of those fatalities were registered in the Seattle, Washington area, one in California. President Trump last night was talking about the global death rate from the virus, which experts have pegged at 3.4%, but the president doesn't agree with that, saying a lot of people get the virus but never get counted.
A lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. They'll get better very rapidly. They don't even see a doctor. They don't even call a doctor. You never hear about those people, so you can't put them down in the category of the overall population.
He was speaking on Hannity on Fox News. Millions of people in Florida and Georgia could see severe thunderstorms today with damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes. Heavy rain is already pouring on parts of Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. And this is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
White House candidate Joe Biden talking to Bernie Sanders this morning, even though Sanders was not in the TV studio with him at the time. Biden saying nobody should be surprised by how well he, Biden, did on Super Tuesday, winning 10 of 14 states in the Democratic presidential primaries. He said he was able to outperform Bernie Sanders because of several things.
Bernie, you got beaten by overwhelming support I have in the African-American community, Bernie. You got beaten because of suburban women, Bernie. You got beaten because of middle-class, hard-working folks out there, Bernie. You've raised a lot more money than I have, Bernie.
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. A fuel pump issue is blamed for forcing a recall of a lot of Toyota and Lexus vehicles, about 1.8 million of them, recalled because people could face issues including a sudden stall caused by a non-functioning fuel pump. It covers vehicles in the 2013 through 2019 model years. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Back to election 2020 news. Tulsi Gabbard's presidential bid getting another defeat as a federal judge tossed out the Hawaii congressman's lawsuit against Google. Gabbard had accused the tech giant last summer of violating her campaign's First Amendment rights after temporarily halting some of her political ads. The judge wrote that Gabbard failed to prove Google's decisions are in any way equivalent to a government regulation of an election. Twitter is testing a new kind of tweet. Fleets will let users share items to the social media site, and they'll then disappear after 24 hours. The idea is the temporary tweets will take off some of the pressure that people feel about sharing something that could spark a negative reaction. The feature is a lot like Snapchat's Stories feature that rolled out in 2013 and comes after some high-profile people have found themselves in hot water after people dug up years-old tweets. And Daredevil Nick Wallenda has done it again. He successfully walked across a high wire over an active volcano in Nicaragua on live TV. The walk, 1,800 feet above the Masaya volcano, took him just over a half hour. The result of a slip would have been a fall into a lake of lava, some 2,000 degrees. Wallenda was equipped, though, with a safety harness attached to another wire above him. You can find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.